May the Lord bring peace and clarity to your hearts, precious family. Amen. Jesus put it on my heart again tonight to encourage you to discern more deeply and not reject vessels that your church doctrine rejected, but rather to exercise real discernment and not take man's word for it. Jesus began, "My people, I want you to put away your prejudices and read the messages where my mother and I both speak. I want you to learn a deeper level of discernment. My sheep hear my voice, whether it be through a common woman like Mother Claire or my mother." Jesus continued, "Dear family, it is time you go deeper in your discernment and learn to hear me through any vessel. You should have the deep inner ability to know the difference between my voice and the voice of an impostor. You will never find my mother doing or saying anything against Scripture. Rather, you will find her reinforcing everything I ever said. You have trusted this vessel for many years. It is time for you to embrace my words, even if they are spoken from a messenger from heaven. Look at the fruit. Examine the fruit and see if it is good. A bad tree cannot produce good fruit. You will learn that there is a quicker way to my heart, and that way is the same way I came to you through Mary. By her intercession, you will grow in self-knowledge and willing sacrifice. You will learn the secret ways of love and how to melt my heart. Or you can continue on with a dry, sterile relationship, cowering in fear from the angels and saints in heaven, taking the safe route, just like the young Pharisee in the Chosen series. The scene I am referring to was the one in which he stood looking in the window, demanding to know by whose authority Jesus was teaching. Recall also the scene before that when Nicodemus compared his narrow vision to that of the Sadducees, who refused to believe in anything past the first five books of the Bible. To them, the Psalms, Proverbs, Isaiah, and Jeremiah were not valid or worth studying. My people, you must learn to discern from the heart and the fruit, or you will be led astray by what has been planned for you. Read between the lines, cleave to the Scriptures, and ask Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to you. Finally, a tree is known by its fruit. You will never find bad fruit coming from my mother's tree. On the contrary, you will find those who enlist her prayers to be more gentle, genuine, tender and giving, and best of all, you will find they are deeply intimate with me, true brides, deeply in love. This is the kind of fruit that comes from her tree." Mother Claire wanted to add, "It would be good for you to study the messages on discernment and how to tell the difference between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the evil ones and how they misguide you. On our website, heartdwellers.org, use the search engine, and it will bring up all the messages that teach discernment. God bless you, dear heart dwellers."